this point.
Hey, and welcome, everyone. We are live with the Afterburn Soccer Show. I'm expecting Jose to jump on here as soon as his computer finishes its necessary updates and other things. You saw the lone goal for FC Dallas there at the end of our opening credits. Sam Junka getting a consolation goal. But it was not a night to remember for FC Dallas as they lost 3-1 to a resurgent, a much stronger, a much better Toronto FC in Toronto. We got some clips from Nico that we're going to get to here shortly and talk about the anger and frustration Nico had after the match. It was the most interesting post-game media time I've had so far with Nico or with any FC Dallas coach. Didn't last super long. There were only a couple of us media folks who were on the call at that point. There wasn't a ton of things to talk about. I mean, part of it was, I'll get to that here in a minute. Welcome, everybody. I'm Nathan Hill. You can follow me at Nathan J. Hill. Jose said he's going to be here. I'm waiting for him to jump on the call, and we'll welcome him and introduce him when he gets on. Sometimes he has been having some technical issues, and I'm gonna ping him and see if that gets him to wake up, whatever he's doing. But we'll flow with it here. It may be a short show as we talk about things. So let's rewind a bit there on my thread I was talking about. So welcome to the Afterburn Soccer Show. Hit us with your questions, your comments as you watch. I want to know what you thought about the Toronto FC loss. Toronto is definitely a much stronger side under a much better head coach than they were last season. So we give them credit, you know, for playing like a different kind of team. This certainly, I don't think anyone expected this match for FC Dallas to be a gimme. And no away match is in this league. But FC Dallas had just come off a 2-0 victory at home over Houston. You were hoping they were going to build off of that, just come out and battle and maybe even scrounge out an away point, which would have been a confidence builder for this team and how bad this season has gone. But that was not to be. Really, FC Dallas looked out of it from the opening part of the match. It just didn't look like they had a plan to really push Toronto. Certainly, they wanted to score. I mean, I think every team wants to go out there and score, but it just seems like FC Dallas's tactical setup right now is sort of to just bide their time, try to wait and wait and wait, and then maybe push for something late. And we've seen teams do that before in this league where you just kind of want to hold out for that draw, then you take your chances. But I'm not sure that fits the strength of this team. I'm not even sure the team is playing that well to be able to do that. So a lot of questions from this match as Toronto really calmly took care of business at home. That lone goal for Sam Junka came very late. It wasn't enough to mount a rally. And it came after sort of the game state was where Toronto was comfortable giving up more of the ball and letting Dallas sort of get a few more opportunities, as Toronto was hoping to hand Son Johnson another clean sheet. But it was too little, too late. FC Dallas had to make changes in the second half. An early penalty kick also really messed up the approach. And so I think that's what we're going to get into now. Hopefully Jose will be jumping on here now. If not, we'll flow with this. So let's again, I've not been, you know, I'm very much a amateur soccer journalist. I've done journalism in other fields before, but this has been a nice learning experience to follow a soccer team and to be on calls with them and to get a sense of how coaches talk, coaches approach the game. Certainly coaches get upset. They're very bothered by the results in the field, but coaches typically choose their language carefully, so they don't get dinged by the league. And also, they don't set up any more controversy in their own locker room with professional soccer players that they want to have, you know, listen to them and take them seriously and do what they ask them to do. So Nico has never been one to go after any of his players, and he certainly didn't hear, but we saw a different Nico. And first question I asked him was, how did you envision the team playing from the opening whistle? How did you plan to attack Toronto, and kind of what went wrong? And this is what Nico said.
First of all, I think any plan change when the decisions from the officiating are different in one box and in the other box. When a clear, clean tackle in the box winning the ball suddenly is a PK, then we cannot think about any other thing today but that.
So he didn't answer my question, basically, of what the tactical plan was. And on one level, I get it. I get that the PK call seemed harsh to me as well. And there was a shout for a PK that would have gone in Dallas's favor early on. This happens in this league. It happens. Not every call goes your way. And you have to roll with it. But I guess my wondering there was like, hey, the call didn't go your way, so what's your plan B? So this happens in soccer. This happens in every league where even the better team goes down early because a call doesn't go in their way, or there's just a mistake, there's an issue, there's a miscommunication, and your opponent goes up. What's your plan? How did your guys respond? And I was hoping to hear a little bit of that, of how Nico wanted the team to attack Toronto and to push Toronto and to create opportunities. But it seems like for him, that PK, which opened the gates for Toronto, which then went on to score two more, was a killer to their game plan. It was it depleted their team morale, their approach. They had to Well, they struggled from that point on, and it wasn't fair. I haven't ever seen Nico quite that succinct. It'll be curious to see if the league is going to fine him for criticizing the refs. That has happened. Other coaches certainly have before that has happened. So we'll be waiting to see kind of what is the fallout of that. Very, very. An abrupt, I mean, he just didn't have a lot of things to say. And then our friend Drew Epperly from Big D Soccer got on and, next and asked sort of what Nico said during halftime. And this theme, for the most part, continued, though Nico had a bit more to say. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I think the first thing that I said, it was a very unfair call when in the other box it was clear that it was a PK on Sam Junqua, that he was pulled his jersey very clear, with a hand, not any option to fight for the ball. At halftime, what I told the guys is that we could win this game. We had to adjust a couple of things. I think the subs when Tiki came in, and Nasir, it helped us a lot, and Jesus to get balls into the pocket. And then it was just the last pass, the last action that wasn't connected. But I think in their mind of everyone, it was like, it doesn't matter what we do today. They probably don't let us to go farther. And the game, it becomes a little bit more difficult because they just sit with 10 players behind the ball, athletic team, difficult to break. And I think we did some good things and others that we have to improve. But I think for playing away, we had a really good start of the game, really, really good. I think we dropped a little bit on the offensive side. We weren't able to get some clear chances. And then I think that call, it was really hard because it's really, really unfair. Like these guys this club doesn't deserve that call.
There you go, folks. This club doesn't deserve that call. They wouldn't let us go very far. You can obviously tell Nico was in his feels after that one. He was really upset, really disappointed with how the game was called in the match. What do you say? What can you say? This team didn't deserve it. It wasn't fair. And really, that one call was not good enough. Now, granted, that call, that penalty kick came in about the 17th minute. And I'm incorrect about that. Sorry about that. Actually, it came late. It came late. When the PK was given about the 45th minute. I was looking at my timeline wrong a little bit here. Bernadeschi slotted it home, and then he added a second early on in the second half to have Toronto rolling at that point up 2-0. Longstaff with a third goal in the 82nd minute, and then 87th was when Junko was able to find one to pull back. So I guess you can make the case for those who follow professional soccer that, yeah, you're almost getting through a half 0-0, gives you an opportunity to regroup, to rethink things, to talk to your guys, make some of those adjustments. And then if this call goes against you in this way, you go into halftime now, all of a sudden down 1-0. Again, this happens. It's gone in FC Dallas's favor in the past. It's gone against FC Dallas in the past. It really stinks as a coach when you're thinking, hey, we're going to get through this. We didn't play our best, but 0-0, we can build off of this. We can make some adjustments. Now you're 1-0 down. You go into the halftime. You're disappointed with the call, and you got to rethink everything. Now you can't just regroup a little bit, make some tweaks. You have to think about how can we attack more? How can we get ourselves back into this, which in that game state likely pushes your team further up the field and creates opening and space for the opponent to go and score, which is some of what we saw on Bernadeschi's second goal, which, to be clear, was a banger. Was a classic goal by an excellent player who's having a much better season than he did last season. Yeah, I feel Nico. I guess the question is it a conspiracy? Does the league want this team to not go far or not do well? Maybe. I don't know why they would single out FC Dallas alone for that. But I also feel a coach in this moment who is running out of answers and is really struggling to get what he wants out of this team. And I'm curious what you all think, what you FC Dallas fans think about that. Some of you are hoping for a coaching change down the line, potentially. I mean, the Houston win certainly put that off a little bit. The team turns around very quickly to play Memphis tomorrow evening as the Open Cup play begins. And it really is the easiest pathway for Dallas to get some hardware, to get a trophy this season. They have 5 games. If they can get something going in these next 5 games in the Open Cup, they could come home with hardware. I'm actually wearing my last time they Dallas won the Open Cup, wearing the shirt I picked up that night in Frisco. Was a pretty cool, really amazing moment under then head coach Oscar Pareja. So right now, Open Cup seems a good opportunity for this team to reset, to build something. They're playing a USL team. Memphis, who's, by the way, in pretty good form right now. It's not going to be a gimme either. Memphis is going to come in with every desire to get a result in Frisco and to continue their Open Cup campaign, especially with a far smaller field of MLS teams. Nothing's going to be a gimme. I did ask Nico about not starting Asier Ilarramendi and Jesus Ferreira. And part of it was, he said, the Open Cup schedule, that this week is going to be busier. He wanted to watch people's minutes And maybe that makes sense since a road game at Toronto is probably a little bit down your importance list, especially if you want to focus on Open Cup. But I did take that as meaning that Nico wants to focus this team a bit on the Open Cup and try to make a good run in the Open Cup this year. So maybe that means Jesus starts. I don't know if Musa starts. I don't know what we'll see. And by the way, North Texas played Sunday night, and we saw a few guys that I thought maybe would have gotten some minutes on Tuesday night, including Nolan Norris, who's I think is having a really good season. Inasale would have been so much fun to watch in an Open Cup lineup. He scored. Actually, he didn't score, but he was very, very active on Sunday night for North Texas. So yeah, I don't know. Tariq Scott as well. So some guys that you think maybe could have gotten minutes on Tuesday night with North Texas, they played, but there are some other guys that may get an opportunity. So we'll be seeing what kind of lineup Nico puts out come Tuesday night in about 24 hours as FC Dallas begins their 2024 Open Cup campaign. So that maybe is a little silver lining that this team is going to take the Open Cup seriously and going to come out and try to get something going again against Memphis, against a lesser opponent. But it's not going to be a gimme in the way this team has been playing. We just have a lot of questions, a lot of questions. Let's go ahead and hear just some pre-game stuff from Nico about the Open Cup, about how they're approaching this match. This was just came out today from FC Dallas media team.
Nico, now in the Open Cup, five games to win a major trophy, especially with the name of the founder of this club in a lot of ways. How big of an opportunity is this one?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for us. It's another competition. We said that we want to compete in every competition. This one is coming up. The league is not going in the way that we wanted. We have time to change that. But now where our focus is on playing Memphis, doing the best of us to beat them.
What's it like preparing to face a USL team? Is it different than how you prepare to face an MLS team in terms of the scouting and whatnot? And what do you need to do to beat this Memphis team?
No, I think it's in the mentality. It's more it's the similar. They have their strengths, their weaknesses as other teams. We treat them as a really good team that they are. They have quality players. They're doing well in their season, and we have to have the right mentality to beat them.
Does the Open Cup feel a little different this year with just MLS eight MLS teams participating?
Well, I don't focus on that. I focus more in the daily, in the games that we have. Try to be just focus on our team, on the challenges that we have, and we don't care much about what's the other format. It's just another opportunity for us.
There it is, Nico, looking ahead to Open Cup. It is a quick turnaround from that Saturday night to the Tuesday night match. I've seen some chatter in some of the supporters group conversations that some folks are on the fence about going. I just think, look, Open Cup matches are really special, especially against when teams higher tier teams get to play lower tier teams. It's just a lot of fun. It's fun to see what fan support lower tier teams have, what they can get out traveling with them. And just see something different out there on the field. And I think that'll be fun to see for fans who can't make it out to Frisco and support the Open Cup, which is just a really cool tradition, especially when these teams that on that quasi amateur level are able to kind of punch above their weight and make a bit of a run. It's just a lot of fun to see them out. When I went last season to see Orange County play Capo FC, which is an amateur side. Well, pro amateur side in from San Juan Capistrano, and the fan support, which is mostly just family members, brought a lot of energy from Capo FC. It was really cool just to see them go at it with the Orange County supporter section too. So a lot of fun, just a lot of fun experiences to see soccer kind of in its purest form when these teams get to face off each other. But again, Memphis is on a winning streak. I think they're a solid team. This is not going to be easy for Dallas, especially with the way they have been playing. So Open Cup is tomorrow, and then of course we'll be back FC Dallas, I think we'll be back at home. And it's going to be an interesting one as they welcome Austin FC to the stadium. And Austin has been playing a bit better lately. They started off the year in pretty terrible form. So it's a huge match, a huge Texas match. Dallas found a way against Houston. They need to find a way against Austin. They need to figure out to get some home points and just start to build something more positive in this team. So a chance for points to advance in the Open Cup this week and then to turn around and get a big win over an in-state rival. Well, meanwhile, I posted on afterburn.soccer today, just a couple of hours ago, my quick reflections about North Texas Soccer Club. While FC Dallas has just looked as uneven and as driftless at times, North Texas has come out of the gates and is just playing some beautiful, energetic soccer under head coach John Gall. He was the interim last season. At the end of the season, he was able to get the interim tag removed. I did an interview with him. You can find it here on the site. It's a good interview. John Gall has roots with the Dallas Burn. He was on the practice squad for the Dallas Burn, so has a really interesting story of how he ended up in the FC Dallas Academy system and worked his way up now to be head coach of North Texas Soccer Club. And what's clear is that he is an enthusiastic guy who wants a lot out of his players, and so you see that from North Texas. So while FC Dallas seems to not have many answers, North Texas is in a different place. They are just playing with so much joy. They're raw at times. They're young players. Things aren't perfect. Certainly, they're playing a different level of competition. We get that. MLS Next Pro, a lot of young players, a lot of guys coming out of the academy for these teams. But you take the chances you get. You play the teams you face, and North Texas is taking advantage of that. They went up to Sporting Kansas City 2 and took care of business. A 2-0 win. Malachi Molina getting both goals. I posted a link to the sequence that started the opening goal, which was led by Ennis Sali, a pass from Nolan Norris, and Ennis Sali just kind of battled his way through SKC 2 players and was able to get an opportunity on goal. And then not just that, his teammates backed him up. His teammates came in hungry to find something, hungry to create something. And so the rebound landed once to one player, missed, and then I think it was Tariq Scott who was blocked, and then it landed to Molina, and he was able to slot the ball home for the opening goal. Just fun and joyful soccer to watch right now. Yeah, it's not perfect. It's very raw at times. There are mistakes. In fact, SKC2 earned a penalty kick, and so they could have drawn level, but the PK went wide, so Michael Colodi got another clean sheet. He's just looking like a really energetic and a great leader back in the goal for North Texas. So all in all, I mean, North Texas is just a different thing to watch. And we'd love to see FC Dallas pick up some of that joy. Sure, they're not going to – some of the defense from Sporting Kansas City 2 was a bit suspect. More experienced, more talented guys would have blocked some of those opportunities. But, hey – you take the chances you're given. And it just seems like FC Dallas needs to find some joy playing this game. Getting forward, supporting each other, attacking together, supporting each other. That's what we see from North Texas right now. That's what we need to see more of from FC Dallas. So I think this is where we're going to leave the show. Jose, I guess, couldn't make it. I hope he is well. But it's been a good show just to think about Nico's comments, Nico's anger and frustration after the calls did not go their way on Saturday night. To celebrate, too, that North Texas is in a strong place and strong bit of form. But this is where we see how this week goes. It's an important week for FC Dallas. Two home matches. Can they advance in the Open Cup? Can they get the right mix of players? Can they use this as an opportunity to get something going? And then can they take care of business against Austin on Saturday? So we'll leave it there. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Please remember to check out afterburn.soccer. You can subscribe for free. And you can subscribe to our audio version of this podcast. We hope you're well. We hope you enjoy the Open Cup matches this week. Let's go, Dallas. Let's get this done. Good night, everybody.